The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, welcome back. Now, let me just bring you up to speed quickly. We're talking to Father Joe MacDonald, who's taking part in a new reality show on Virgin Media called Eating with the Enemy. So when we left him, he's sitting, waiting to eat with the enemy. There's a gorgeous, curvaceous creature in a blue dress and blonde hair coming down the steps towards him. And Joe, take it from there. I interrupted you.
So, as the person walked towards me, I started to realise, and I have to be honest, and I hope Rory doesn't mind, I actually thought it might be Rory walking towards me. And as it turned out, it wasn't Rory, it was Bonnie and Clyde. And I realised that I was going to have a meal with a drag queen. So, I think... I don't know if this is fair, because obviously I'd be interested to hear from Bonnie on it, but my immediate reaction, I got a bit of a hop, but I think Bonnie got a bigger hop, and maybe not, but you know, it was an interesting, juxtaposition, the priest and the drag queen, I suppose.
Okay, well, let's ask Bonnie. Bonnie, did you get a bit of a hop, so to speak, when you saw the priest sitting there?
Yeah, I walked around the corner and I saw a priest. I was very, very shocked. it's nice to be reunited again, Joe. Hello.
Absolutely. Yeah, delighted. Great to hear you. Really great to hear you.
Okay,
yeah,
so this is terrible. You're clearly not enemies anymore. Bonnie, before we get into to what transpired at the dinner, tell us a bit about yourself.
I am a 26-year-old drag queen. I am from Dublin. I'm campy, fun, energetic, and I'm the next candidate to be a laywoman for Father Joe.
Okay, that sounded like a biog you'd put up on, I don't know, Grindr or whatever you guys are using these days. Like, I'm campy, energetic, and okay, excellent.
That's how I advertise on Grindr.
Is it right? Well, listen, you've advertised it to the nation now. So come here, so you weren't expecting a priest, but clearly it went well, did it?
I went into it quite cynical. I was like ready to like defend my position and like just all guns blazing. And it, like, I sat down and it was like smiles all around straight away.
Yeah, you see, they put you with the wrong priest. Like, because this guy's not a real priest at all. He's gone far off the good path at this stage. And tell me, so there was no element of was there any element of tension at the beginning or anything, or did you just bond straight away, Bonnie?
I think from like just from a visual aspect, kind of seeing the priest collar, I just instantly would have kind of like thought, okay, here I go, ready to defend everything. And then it kind of just as soon as we started talking, it was very much just friendly conversation. And I was like a little bit more relaxed and I was like, okay, we can get into this. And I'm still cautious about like what topics were going to come up, what we'd have to discuss and how much of an actual kind of like debate it was going to be. So I was prepared, but like optimistic.
So Joe, you're given topics to talk about, topics that you might disagree on. Is that the idea?
Exactly.
What struck me as a little bit strange in the beginning was we both actually had an iPad in front of us, and I thought we were, in a sense, not to look at it or, you know, be concealing the fact. But in fact, the program's quite upfront. The questions are fielded into you. So in the conversation, you'll hear maybe Bonnie will say, or I'll say, oh, we have another question. So the conversation was structured in that sense, you know. Now, they let it flow, but like even
the concept. And what kind of stuff did you talk about?
Well, I mean, broadly speaking, we discussed sexuality, we discussed marriage, we discussed...
Were either of you up for getting married?
I mean,
I don't mean to each other,
maybe
I mean
at the end.
In general.
I think, Brendan, you're stirring up trouble now, sweetheart.
I didn't mean to.
No, the thing, can I just say the thing about this, about the name of the program, Eating with the Enemy, or even what the Sunday World Today are calling it, Going Behind Enemy Lines. When I was driving home that evening, I was actually saying to myself, well, now, whatever else I did today, I didn't meet any enemy.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really good experience. Now, look, I think Bonnie and I are both clear enough. We're not pretending that there was no difficult conversation. We're not pretending that everything sits real comfortably and there's no problem. But I think what happened, I think we respected each other. I think we enjoyed the experience.
Did you learn anything from Bonnie, Joe?
Yes. Yes, I did. And you see, the thing that came across for me very, very quickly was the authenticity, the realness, and also the honesty. Like, you know, even listening to Bonnie again, I sort of smile and say, you know, in a sense, getting ready, all guns blazing and all that. But in actual fact, I think, I hope what we tried to do was hold the tension between being respectful of one another and yet being true to where we are in life. And where we are in life is very different. And we have different views on X, Y, and Z and so on. But I feel, and I hope, I don't know what the other program, the other episodes of the program are like, but I would hope ours will stand as an example of two people who could easily have slid into being, you know, cardboard cutouts and throw slogans at each other.
Bonnie Ann, did you learn anything from Father Joe?
I think I just learned not to be so judgmental and like kind of having a preconceived notion of someone, especially like a priest who is such, it's such a Irish kind of figure, like we all know the local priest and we kind of all think we know what they're like, but really it kind of like I realized that most people are, like, everyone's an individual, and regardless of what profession you're in or if you're part of an institution, that doesn't really define you as the type of person you come across, and I think it's the quality of your character that matters more.
So it's interesting, Bonnie Ann, would you have said then that you were probably and this is turning things around a bit, but that you were probably prejudiced against priests and maybe Catholics in general?
Oh, for sure. I think like, oh, definitely, like 100%, because I think we talk in it a lot about the kind of the marriage referendum and kind of the no side lot being very public about the about being against gay people. And it was very from like a religious point of view and a family structure point of view. And I think that kind of like jaded me a little bit in my views of kind of Catholics in general. But like, I think we all have those kind of preconceived notions about everybody. But I think especially for kind of queer people, it's very much we've all grown up in our lives, especially in Ireland, kind of it's not talked about a lot. There's a lot of shame. There's a lot of guilt.
Would you blame the influence of the church in Ireland for a lot of the way you grew up?
I wouldn't say personally for myself, because the family I was very fortunate in, the family I grew up in, we weren't overly religious and we were very open and accepting. But I can see like a lot of my friends, a lot of people around Ireland, especially outside of Dublin, would still carry, I think, a lot of like shame from their childhoods and their adolescence, which I think like it's not all to do with religion. I'm not totally blaming Catholicism for this, but I think there is a lot of shame put on by religion. And all that.
Bonnie Ann, we were talking to, I suppose, Rory, who's of a slightly different generation to you, obviously. Is life hard for young gay men now at the moment? With the pandemic, I mean, has it made things more difficult?
It's difficult in the sense that like it's kind of on a person to person basis, but in general, like we kind of congregate in our spaces. Like our spaces are mainly nightclubs and bars. That's where we kind of feel like most at home in like our communities. So to not have that is very difficult. And I think a lot of people, like I know so many kind of people from the community who've moved out of Dublin, they've gone back to their parents in Cavan or whatever, and they're kind of isolated in that sense. So it is difficult. I'm very fortunate. I'm living with queer people at the moment. We all live together in a big gay house, and very fortunate in that sense. So I have that kind of sense of community with them. But yeah, I know there's a lot of people, and especially even like people who go out and like performers like myself, like their social life is performing, and that's just not there at the moment.
Yeah, that's rough. Okay, well, listen, I look forward to seeing that show. And Bonnie Ann, best of luck with everything, and thank you so much. And Father Joe, good luck with the breakaway church there. I hope that goes well for you. And Eating with the Enemy is on this Wednesday, the 3rd of March at 9 p.m. on Virgin Media One. And all the episodes will be available to watch on Virgin Media's free player. Thanks, Bonnie Ann. Thanks, Joe. Let's take a break.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Email Brendan at rte.ie.